KMJ's conversation continues with Aaron Abadia.
Back for one more segment on KMJ, Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Jeff Hewitt, also supervisor in Riverside County. Now, some would say that it is not compassionate and it is not good government policy to advocate for limiting the scope of government, that these are humanitarian issues, and if the government is not going to take action to save lives, well, then there's a major crisis, and it's some will use the term un-American. How do you fight? Because that viewpoint comes not only from those on the left, but also from those on the right. The idea that government needs to solve all of the problems that humanity faces. How do you run against that when you're labeled as somebody who is inhumane or any other negative pejorative that is assigned to you?
You know, it turns out that that libertarians, when you check it all out, libertarians themselves give a larger portion of their income to charity than any other group. Look, I have huge empathy, but what you can be compassionate, but you also have to be smart. You know, if we just go out and throw a bunch of money at a problem and it doesn't solve it at all, the problem is that, you know, you're wasting people's money. You're not taking care of the problem. But when you go ahead and use, you know, solutions, like, for instance, a lot of things can be done privately much, much better. When we had faith-based charity groups and all these other nonprofits, you know, a lot of the times the amount of money that goes into that, that's donated, actually gets to the source, you know, of the need. I'll show you a perfect example. Did you see the headlines just last week that the city of Paradise was pretty much burnt off the face of the earth in the campfire? And there was a huge Pacific Gas and Electric actually went bankrupt because they were blamed with their faulty equipment for causing that. There was $7 million so far that has gotten to all the people that lost their homes and loved ones in there. There were 80-something people that were perished. But guess what it cost so far to get that $7 million to people? It's taken $51 million in all these administrative levels and lawyers and everything to get $7 million to the people that really need it. You can't, that's government. I mean, when you have $31 billion with a B, dollars in unemployment fraudulent claims paid out, I mean, that's on a level we've never seen. That means that nobody's in charge. That's not compassionate. That's just stealing money from people and throwing it in the fire. There's an old saying that if you teach a man to fish, he can eat for life. But if you take one fish from one man and give it to another, people will vote for you. You see what I'm saying? We have to stop that mentality. Government is not the answer. A lot of times, government gets in the way. People are inherently good. If you don't think that the vast majority of people can make those best decisions for themselves, then you can never hope for a free society.
Looking at the case with PG&E that you mentioned a second ago, one of the aspects that was troubling about that settlement was lawyers charging upwards of $1,500 an hour. A lot of people who are in favor of making things public and getting the private sector out in favor of government will look at that and say, well, look, PG&E is a private company and they're raping the consumer. So we need the government to come in and do our bidding against major corporations. Can we convince people that large bad actors exist both in the government and the private sectors, and that it's not a matter of handing more control to government, but trying to get rid of bad actors altogether?
So actually, you just made my point perfectly. PG&E, SC&E, and SDG&E, the three large utilities, along with DWP that handles a lot of the area of Los Angeles, they control the electricity for most of the state. They are monopolies in their area. Government is a monopoly. The problem is not whether you, quote, call it, you know, a private entity or a public entity. The problem is the forces of a free market aren't there. There is no competition. There's no reason to do better. Did you know that the California Public Utilities Commission pays profit to these large monopolistic utilities by saying, give us your total costs, and then you can make 2% profit on that? Well, when they complain that, you know, environmental concerns now are driving 40% more on each infrastructure project or whatever, they complain, but they're not really complaining, because what is 2% more of? 1 million or 1.4 million? I mean, it's crazy. And when you talk about getting something done, the average public employee in California now, when added in with benefits and the whole package, is making quite a bit more than their private counterpart. That is not a public servant, that's a public master. But you see, we have special interests that are dictating the legislature and most of the electeds, and that's why we're here.
Talking this afternoon with Jeff Hewitt, Libertarian Party gubernatorial candidate, also a supervisor from Riverside County. Jeff, even if Governor Gavin Newsom is ousted in this recall election, and somebody that is either you as a libertarian or somebody that is on the opposite side of the political aisle moves to the governor's mansion, realistically, what does it look like fighting against the insanity when Sacramento is under one-party rule and that party is very clear about its far left-leaning intentions?
Well, I believe when I'm elected governor, I think that will send a message. That's quite a mandate, I'll tell you that. And I'm used to getting done what people say that is impossible. Back in 2017, you know, I was forced, or they were trying to force my little city of Kalamazoo to add another firefighter to the one, you know, fire crew that we had. We had three crews to do 24 hours. And it was from Cal Fire, Riverside County, for which I am now part, you know, I help run that department. But I'll tell you what, they said, you've got to add this third firefighter because the union told us that you have to. And I said, well, we've had two for ever since the 20 something years we've been a city. We don't need a third one. That will cost us another $750,000. And we only had a $6 million general fund budget for that little city. And they said, you have to do it or we'll no longer give you service, knowing that we you know, they had it, they had us, you know, by the short hair, so to speak. And I'll tell you what, I went ahead and I got my council on board. I got my city staff on board, and we did something that nobody said was possible. And we formed our own fire department, and we have sustainable pensions now with 401k style. It's a phenomenal fire department. But see, those are the kind of things that when you have the courage and the political will and you build a team, you have to build a team. I'm no one. I'm just an old ditch digger, you know, that happens to win at Jeopardy a few times. But I can put together a team. And this state is tired. They're tired of bickering from this false dichotomy. Neighbors are not even talking to neighbors now. I want to get everybody on board. I want to take each issue, you know, at its face value and work it out with both sides. That includes, I've laid it out, that includes water, that includes, you know, housing, and includes education. I want choice in education.
Talking this afternoon with Jeff Hewitt, Libertarian Party candidate for governor, supervisor in Riverside County, trying to restore sanity in this state that we call the Golden State. Jeff, I wish we had more time, but it's been a pleasure to talk to you about these issues and approach it from a mindset that is not all that common, at least in the state capital these days, and that is doing it without excessive government.
Aaron, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you now, and anytime. I'm happy to come on. You've been a gracious host.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye. Coming up on KMJ's Conversation Continues, Joe Jorgensen, former Libertarian presidential candidate.